So just bear with me. I want to introduce, first of all, the psalm that we're going to go through. And as I was trying to come up with a title, as pastors, we often have to come up with something. All I could think of was, wait, I'm in trouble, I'm overwhelmed, and I'm thirsty. Now, you might not quite grasp the put-together of all those words, but you will. You'll see. And perhaps we'll get through all of the scriptures. I'm not sure that I have up here, but we'll try. But Psalms, especially 143, is a prayer. It's very useful to take these Psalms and turn it into a prayer for God. For one reason, it's already a prayer. It's a prayer from David. And the thing about this is that in your devotion time or in your Bible reading, just and you want to pour your heart out to God, you can start with the scripture and let the Holy Spirit speak to you from deep down, and you can then express, because you have an example here, you can begin to express your love and your cries and all of these things to God Almighty. And we have confidence that He will hear us. And I am confident that He will hear. And so tonight what I'd like to do is I'm basically going to turn these scriptures, even though it already is a prayer, I'm going to turn it into a prayer. So just bear with me, and you will see at least how I would apply these scriptures. But before I get into the actual scriptures, I want to first of all mention that when you see in some Bibles, it's very easy to see, but when you see Lord capitalized, okay, that's kind of interesting. When you see Lord capitalized, it often is using the word Jehovah. Now, God has other names, Elohim, Yahweh, and all of those, by the way, are sacred, but Jehovah is very sacred. In fact, it's kind of interesting that a lot of the Orthodox Jewish would not even want to pronounce this out loud. It's so sacred. And in some cases, when scribes would write out the name, either Yahweh or Jehovah, after they wrote the name, they would throw the pen away and get another one and keep going till they came across that same thing. They throw it away. It's that sacred. In other words, it's a reverence to God. So when you see the Lord capitalized, it's probably using the name Jehovah. That's very important. And also, in all of this, it's okay to share your heart. Share your heart. I mean, it's some people say, oh, you shouldn't say that to God. David did. When David was angry, he would say so. And when Asaph was angry, and Jeremiah, he was angry. Even Elijah. He just simply told the Lord, and that's interesting prayer for Elijah, just kill me now. I'm the last one. Thank you very much. And God, you know, you gotta love God's gentleness. He's like, Elijah, what are you doing here? I have 7,000. That haven't bowed their knees to Baal. So he wasn't the only one, but from his perspective, he felt like it. Don't we all sometimes feel like the world's gone and I'm the last one left? I see things going on right in front of my eyes, and you're thinking, all right, just kill me now, Lord, it's over. But then he comes back and he says, no, 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 Earl, you're not the only one. And so David, he has this struggle himself. All right, so he's in trouble, he's overwhelmed, and he's thirsty. So let's begin with the first verse. David starts out, he says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplications. God, listen to me. I need you, Lord. What am I going to do? I need you. I'm not hearing you, but I need to hear from you now. God, I have to hear you. I need it now. Listen to my prayer. And Lord, give your ear. Listen closely to what I'm saying to you, because it's important. If you don't, I don't know what's going to happen. You need to hear my supplications, God, because in thy faithfulness, please answer me. You are faithful, God. Your mercies are new every morning. I understand your faithfulness. I know about your love. Please answer me, God. And in thy righteousness, because your judgments are just. Anything I might think up might not be right, but your judgments are just. So God, I'm crying out to you. Hear me, Lord. Hear what I have to say. And listen. Listen in your faithfulness. Please answer me. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. Lord, I'm in trouble. Don't judge me right now, because I know I deserve it, but that's not what I need right now. I'm your servant, Lord, and I mess up. I'm not perfect, because in your sight shall no man living be justified. We're not even qualified to come before you and ask for things, but because of who you are, because of your love and your righteousness, I am able, Lord, to come before you. And I'm praying that you don't judge me harshly, because I live to serve you, God. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. God, I have enemies out here. Some of them are human. Others are Satan. Satan knows how to pound me. He's persecuting me, Lord. He's persecuting my soul. And he has pounded me so hard that he has smitten my life down to the ground. I can't bear this weight. I'm falling, Lord. I don't know how to handle what's happening right now. I don't know how to handle all this. It's beaten me to the ground, Lord. I can barely stand. I don't know how to take another step, because he has made me to dwell in darkness. I feel like, Lord, I'm in a tunnel and there's no light at the end of it. I don't see a way through this. God, there's so much has come upon me, either in sickness or other trials and tribulations in my life. It's so dark right now, God. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I feel like I'm in the dark. And even as far as those that have been long dead, I feel like I'm dead to you, Lord. Unless I hear from you, I'm not going to make it. What am I going to do? Who am I going to ask? Who else is there to ask such things? I'm in a crisis, Lord. I don't know where to turn. Don't know what to do. And you're the only one that I can come to. And therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me? This is too much. God, all the things that are happening right now in my life, I feel like it's too much. And I'm overwhelmed, because it's hard to even talk about it to people and to acknowledge all the stuff that's going on in my life. Because my spirit, Lord, is crushed. It's crushed. It's beaten down, and I don't know how I'm going to come through this. And so, God, I'm I need you. My heart, Lord, my heart within me is desolate. It's failing. I mean, I'm beginning to weaken. And my heart doesn't feel strong much. It's desolate. It's empty. It's full of tears. And it's my heart, Lord, that's crying out to you right now. God, I need you. I'm in a crisis right now. I'm in trouble. And I'm overwhelmed right now. And I'm just looking for a way out, God. I'm looking for something from you. Help me, Lord. Help me. Because I'm desperate. I'm desperate right now. And Lord, you're hearing the cries of a desperate man. Because so many things are coming at me at once. And it's hard to deal with them. And they're coming at me so fast that I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm shocked. I mean, my heart being desolate is being shocked. And I'm in despair, possibly on the verge of depression. But God, it's because I'm seeing with my eyes and not yours, and I don't see a way out. I don't know how to go on. So what can I do? Well, I remember the days of old. God, I remember the time that you rescued me from that car accident that almost happened. That you pulled me at the last second. You pulled me out. And I remember that time when I was very sick, Lord, and you healed me. You touched me. You gave me strength. You helped my body to recover. I remember, Lord, when all of these tragic things happened and how you comforted me. I remember, Lord. I haven't forgotten. I know how great and merciful you are. But I look back and I see those times when you were faithful. And so I meditate on all the things that you did, on all of your works. And God, I am encouraged by what I remember. I think of these things and I wonder and I even muse at the work of thy hands. I ponder them. And Lord, I keep them in my thoughts. And I remember what a great God you are. I need that God now. I need that God to rescue me. I need, Lord, I do. I need you. Where are you, Lord? Help me. Because here I am, Lord. I'm stretching out my hands. I'm stretching out my hands. I stretch forth my hands unto you, Lord. There's no one else. I'm looking to you. And Lord, my soul is thirsty. It's thirsty after you, God. I'm dried up inside. Lord, I do. I feel like I'm just so dried up inside that there's nothing left to give. And so I turn to you, Lord, after thinking about all the greatness and goodness that you have done for me already. I still need you, Lord, to come through. And so, Lord, I am so thirsty after you, just like a thirsty land is for water. When the land is dry, Lord, nothing grows. Crops disappear, they wither, and I feel like that's what's happening right now in my life. Lord, I need you, God. I'm so thirsty for you, God. In another place, it says, as a deer panteth for the water brook, so my soul panteth after you, Lord. God, I need a drink of your loving kindness and your mercy and your love. I just need you very bad, Lord. So hear me speedily, O Lord Jehovah. My spirit is failing. I know I've already said it, but I'm just crushed. I'm beaten down, Lord. What's inside me, it's hard to go on. My spirit, Lord, is not strong right now. I need to be encouraged, Lord. Please pick me up. It's urgent, God. Hear me speedily. It's urgent, Lord. It's urgent for me. Please don't hide your face from me. Don't hide, Lord. I have to be able to look upon you, and you have to look at me, please, with mercy and with grace. If you don't, Lord, I'm not going to make it. Lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit, the grave. I don't want to go there, Lord. If you don't answer me, God, I feel like I'm going to wind up in the pit. I feel like I'm in a dark place right now already. Things aren't looking well. But I know, Lord, you can change all of this. If you would just answer me speedily, Lord. How much longer can I go on like this? Don't hide your face. I need your face to look upon me with mercy. Otherwise, I'm gone. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. I need to hear it soon, Lord. I got to hear your loving kindness in the morning. Because I trust you, God. There's no one else to call upon. I trust you. In thee do I trust. No one else. I'm not going to trust in man. Sure, there's people who can give godly counsel, but that's not where my trust comes from. My hope is in the Lord Jehovah God himself. And I'm not going to put my trust in man. So I look to you, God, to help me, because I don't know where to turn. So cause me, Lord, to know the way wherein I should walk. How should I handle this situation, Lord? I have the enemy persecuting me left and right, whether it be man or whether it be Satan. All these things are just coming at me so fast. I need to know how to walk. I need to know where to turn. I don't know where to go. So God, I pray, cause me to know the way. Teach me, Lord, wherein I should walk. So not just my hands, I'm lifting up my soul to you. I'm dry on the inside. My spirit is failing, Lord. My heart is overwhelmed. And so I lift up my soul to you. And not to anyone else. So deliver me, God. Deliver me, O Lord God Jehovah, from my enemies. Man is persecuting me in ways. Satan is working through them and directly to just hound me and harass me, Lord. But I know that you can deliver me from my enemies. There's nothing, Lord, that your hands cannot do. And so the only place I can think to go, Lord, is to flee unto thee to hide me. I need you to hide me, Lord, so that these enemies won't find me, so that I will be safe in your arms. And that, God, that you will protect me and cover me and help me through all of this. Lord, I'm in anguish. I have to run to you. There's no other place. I have to run to you. And so I do this, Lord, and I pray that you will deliver me from them, from my enemies. and from Satan. Just as Jesus said, deliver us from evil. Oh God, deliver me. And finally, Lord, I want you to teach me. Teach me to do your will. Teach me what you want me to be. Teach me to live in a way that would be pleasing, God, to you. I know my life sometimes, Lord, gets messed up and I don't do things that are correct and right before your eyes, but I need your guidance. I need you to guide me, God. Unless you guide me, then I wouldn't be able to please you. For you are my God. I call upon you, Lord God Jehovah, because you are my God and no one else. And I know your spirit is good. It is wonderful. Your spirit and your thoughts are always good toward me. You don't mean evil to happen to me. Sometimes I cause my own issues and problems. And even when I do that, Lord, you're still merciful that you rescue me from those problems that even I created. Lord, your spirit is good. So please, Lord, lead me into the land of uprightness. Lord, the people who love you, Lord, lead me to be like those so that, God, that I will always come to you, trust in you, so that you may hide me, Lord, and that you may guide me through all of these troubles so that I may be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so, God, as I close this prayer, I pray that everyone will know about how good you are, how wonderful you are, how merciful you are. And even though I sometimes feel so overwhelmed, I know that as a father pities his child, so that you pity us. You're good, Lord, and I know that. I remember these things. And I will tell of your love and your mercy and your grace. And Lord, I pray that you teach me to walk in a manner that's pleasing to you, that's acceptable to you. And then I will teach others. Teach my children, teach my grandchildren, and hopefully teach others, Lord, how to walk in righteousness toward you. So God, I close this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, who comforts me and who guides me. He loved me so much, he died for me, Lord, and rose again. So God, I commit all of these things, all of the things I spoke to you about, I commit them to you, Lord, and I ask for your help. Amen. Praise the Lord.